Okay, last week we started a new book.
کتاب جدید رو شروع کردیم.
The Book of Acts, and today we're going to do chapter 2.
کتاب اعمال رسولان امروز فصل 2 شو می‌خونیم.
Start reading in verse 1.
آیه 1.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
چون روز پنتیکاست رسید به یک دل در یک جا بودند.
Of course, the day here is referring to the 120 followers of Jesus.
اینجا در مورد 120 نفر شاگرد عیسی مسیح صحبت می‌کنه.
They were waiting in Jerusalem.
در اورشلیم 120 موندن.
Following the instructions of Jesus.
حرف عیسی مسیح رو گوش کردن.
They were promised to receive power from above.
بهشون قول داده شده بود که از بالا قدرت بگیرن.
They would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
و روح تعمید روح القدس رو از بالا دریافت کنن.
And when this time is talking about is the day of Pentecost.
و این روز روز پنتیکاست رو صحبت میکنه.
Now, one of the feasts.
یکی از عیدها.
Yeah, that were instructed by God, the Israelites should keep.
که خداوند به اسرائیلی ها گفته بود انجام بدن از عیدهای اسرائیلی هاست.
Yeah, it's connected to the feast of Pentecost.
مساوی روز پنتیکاست، نزدیک پنتیکاست.
That's the feast of weeks.
عید هفته هاست.
And the name Pentecost comes from the fact that it's 50 days after something else.
و کلمه
پنتیکاست
یعنی 50 روز بعد از یک اتفاق.
It's 50 days after the resurrection as well.
50 روز بعد از زنده شدن.
Now these feasts were shadows.
این عید سایه است از اتفاقهایی که در آینده قرار
می‌گیرد. As an example, Passover was fulfilled in Jesus Christ being crucified and killed.
بر روی صلیب رفت و کشته شد.
Now these things were shadows. Now, I preached two whole sermons on the fulfillment of these feasts. So, if you want details, go there. Yeah, the Feast of Pentecost is actually the fourth feast in the series of seven. And it's the last one of the spring feasts.
آخرین عید بهاره.
And of course then we have three harvest feasts left.
و سه تا عید داریم بعدش.
Which are not fulfilled yet, they will be fulfilled in the end times. The second coming of Jesus.
و در ایام آخر و اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح اتفاق میفته.
Let's look what was fulfilled at Pentecost.
بیاین ببینیم که در روز پنتیکاست.
Go to Leviticus 23.
چه اتفاقی افتاد.
And read verses 15 till 18.
آیه 15 تا 18.
And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the weave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves of 2 10 deals. They shall be of fine flour, they shall be baken with leaven, they are the first fruits unto the Lord. And you shall offer with the bread seven lambs without blemish of the first year, and one young bullock, and two rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savour unto the Lord.
از فردای آن شبات یعنی از آن روز که بافه تکان دادنی را آوردید، هفت هفته کامل را برای خود بشمارید. پنجاه روز تا فردای هفتمین شبات بشمارید، آنگاه هدیه ای از غله تازه به خداوند تقدیم کنید. از مکانهای سکونت خود دو قرص نان تکان دادنی به عنوان نوبر برای خداوند بیاورید که از دو دوام ایفه آرد مرغوب تهیه شده و با خمیر مایه پخته شده باشد. همراه نان هفت بره نرینه یک ساله بیه یک گوساله نر و دو قوش تقدیم کنید. آنها را با هدایای آردی و ریختنیشان به عنوان قربانی تمام‌سوز به خداوند تقدیم نمایید. این است هدیه اختصاصی و رایحه خوشاوند برای خداوند.
Now this was the second time in the year that the Israelites would come to Jerusalem to celebrate one of the feasts. And if you count 7 weeks plus 1 day, it's 50 days. Yeah, from the Feast of First Fruits, yeah, you will get to Pentecost or a Feast of Weeks.
Now,
the Feast of Fruits was first fruits was fulfilled with Jesus Christ being the first fruit of them that slept. Yeah, this is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, of course, this was celebrated with unleavened bread. Pointed to Jesus being without sin. And the Feast of Weeks have some similarities with the Feast of the First Fruits. Because it also talks about bringing the first fruits. The difference is that we are not talking about unleavened bread, but leavened bread.
Now,
what is the significance? What does that mean?
Now,
we just read through the whole book of the whole chapter of Acts 2. What is the focus of this chapter? What is this really about? And the answer is that the spreading of the gospel, the good news going out. Now, the day of Pentecost is fulfilled
by
being the first great gathering of souls among sinners. Go to Acts 2 and read 2 to 4. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
همه از روح القدس پر گشته به زبانهای مختلف به نوعی که روح بر ایشان قدرت تلفظ بخشید به سخن گفتن شروع کرد.
Yeah, this is what Jesus has told them to wait for. This was the special event where he would receive power from above. Yeah, and also in chapter 1 we saw it's called being baptized with the Holy Ghost.
And
you see here this is equal with being filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the idea of being baptized is being immersed. It says here the house was filled. And of course they were in the house.
And
as a result, we already talked about this before, they started speaking with other tongues. And again, this is not gibberish. These are known languages that can be understood. Yeah, the miracle being that these 120 that were in the room
که تو اتاق بودن
were able to speak languages they had not learned.
زبانهایی رو صحبت کردن که زبان مادرشون نبوده و یادم نگرفته.
Read verse 5 and 6.
آیه 5 و 6 رو بخون.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard him speak in his own language.
و در آن زمان یهودیانی از مردم دیندار همه ممالک زیر آسمان در اورشلیم مقامت داشتند. پس چون این صدا بلند شد، گروهی گرد هم آمده در حیرت افتادند، زیرا هر کس زبان خودش را از ایشان شنید.
Yeah, so the disciples spoke with tongues.
شاگردان با زبانها صحبت کردند.
The people heard them in their own language. Verse 7 and 8. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Now again in English it switches the word to tongue here. Yeah, they understood what was being said in their native language. And then we have this list with examples of languages that were there. 9 till 12, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea, Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia in Egypt and in parts of Libya about Cyrene. And strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this?
پارتیان و مادیان و ایلامیان و ساکنان بین النهرین و یهودی و کاپادوکیه و پندس و آسیا و فریجیه و پمفلیله و مصر و نواحی لیبی که متصل به قیلوانه است و غریبه ها از روم یعنی یهودیان و نوکیشان و اهل کریت و عرب، اینها را میشنویم که همه که به زبانهای ما اعمال عظیم خدا را میگویند. پس همه در حیرت و شک افتاده به یکدیگر گفتند این به کجا خواهد انجام؟
Yeah, so they're all perplexed of what's happening.
Hearing
them speak in their mother language.
Now,
what are they hearing? They're hearing of the wonderful works of God. That's being expounded to them.
Yeah.
The disciples were being witnesses for Jesus Christ. They were hearing the good news. They were hearing about the dead, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ in all these different languages. Now read verse 13 and 14. Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words."
اما بعضی استهزاکنان گفتند که از شراب تازه مست شدند. پس پتروس با آن 11 برخواسته صدای خود را بلند کرده به ایشان گفت: این مردان یهود و همه ساکنان اورشلیم، این را بدانید و سخنان مرا فرا گیرید.
Yeah, so some of the people are mocking them.
Yeah,
and maybe because they are hearing these different languages, they don't understand these languages. And they suggest, oh, these people are drunk.
Yeah.
We don't know what they are saying. Now, who are they talking? Who are saying these things? It's those who are actually living in Israel.
Yeah.
The native speakers from Israel. And now Peter is going to address this group of people. And of course in the language, the common language in Israel. Read verses 15 and 16. Yeah, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
زیرا که اینها مست نیستند، چنانکه شما گمان می‌برید، زیرا که ساعت سوم از روز است، بلکه این همان است که یوحنا نبی گفت.
Of course, the third hour would be 9 o'clock for us, so 9 o'clock in the morning.
ساعت سوم میشه 9 صبح ما.
Yeah, so if you are drunk at 9 o'clock, you are drunk. اگه
کسی 9 صبح بلند شه و مست باشه، دیگه کلاً همش الکلیه.
And Peter says this is actually a fulfillment of prophecy.
And
then he quotes some prophecies from Joel.
You can
read it at home. It's from Joel to, chapter 2, 28-32. Read it at home. Joel 2, 28-32. We're going to read 28-32.
What
chapter? Joel 2. Yeah, we're going to read from Acts here. 17 and 18. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." We're going to read Acts, not Joel. For the sake of time,
it will read the same.
Just read it at home. Acts 2, 17-18.
که خدا میگوید در ایام آخر چنین خواهد بود که از روح خود بر تمام بشر خواهم ریخت و پسران و دختران شما نبوت کنند و جوانان شما رویاها و پیران شما خوابها خواهند دید و بر غلامان و کنیزان خود در آن ایام از روح خود خواهم ریخت و ایشان نبوت خواهند دید.
Yeah, so we know we are speaking here.
می‌دونیم که کیا صحبت دارم
yeah, می‌کنم
در اعمال رسولان 120 نفر
and
شاگرد عیسی مسیح هستند
and these are men and women
و خانوم و آقا هستند
yeah we're speaking at the day of Pentecost
و در روز پنتیکاست با صدای بلند همشون از روح القدس پر شدند و همشون صحبت کردند
and it just says in verse 18
آیه 18 میگه
yeah on my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
و بر غلامان کنیزان خود در آن ایام از روح خود خواهم ریخت و بر ایشان نبوت خواهم نمود.
Yeah, and just to make sure, prophecy does not always mean something predicting in the future.
نبوت همیشه اتفاقی نیست که در آینده اتفاق میفته. نبوت کلام خدا رو موعظه کردن و جلو بردن همیشه نبوت.
For example, in Proverbs 31 verse 1. Yeah, for example, in Proverbs 31:1. It says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Proverbs 31:1. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Now, there's no future predictions in this chapter.
بلکه تعلیمات مادرشه.
It's godly advice.
مادرشه که بهش نصیحت کرده و اون نصیحت‌های مادرش رو وحی خونده.
Yeah, so here we have the fulfillment of this prophecy in Joel.
این تکامل نبوت رو داریم در یوئیل.
That mentions that young and old.
و میگه جوانان و پیرها.
Yeah, men and women.
خانم‌ها و آقایون.
Yeah, will prophesy.
نبوت خواهند کرد.
Yeah, and of course, this is in relation to preaching the good news.
و این در رابطه با پیام خوش انجیل زایمت رو موزه کردنه. اولین چیزی که میخوام ازش یاد بگیرین اینه.
Everybody.
هر کسی.
Yeah, who is in Christ.
که در مسیح
هست. Is to share the good news.
پیام خوش انجیل رو
باید تقسیم کنه. Everybody is to be a witness.
همه باید شاهد باشن.
Yeah. Those among you who are young with gray hair,
کسایی از شما که جوانین و موهاتون سفیده,
you are to share the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو باید اعلام کنید.
Those among you who are young and don't have gray hair, you are to share the gospel.
اونا هم باید انجیل مسیح رو موعظه کنن.
You're 11 years old.
11 سالته.
You are to share the gospel.
باید بشارت بدی.
Woman, man, it doesn't matter. You are to share the gospel.
هممون باید مبشر انجیل عیسی مسیح.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
و مهم نیست چند سالتونه.
Yeah. In Acts 2, we see men and women
رسولان فصل 2 خانم ها و آقایون رو می‌بینیم صحبت می‌کنن و اعلام می‌کنن.
Yeah, because they are fulfilling the prophecy.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو تکمیل می‌کنن در آیه.
Now read on. In Acts chapter 2, verse 19 till 21.
19 تا 21 اعمال رسولان رو بخونید.
And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now verses 19 and 20 is a reference to the end times.
That
this did not happen at the day of Pentecost, as we know.
But
I believe this is included.
اما ایمان دارم که در میان اون اعلام شده.
Because of verse 21.
آیه 21.
And 21 says.
آیه 21 میگه.
Yeah, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
و همچنین خواهد بود که هر که نام خداوند را بخواند نجات یابد.
Now, who is the Lord?
کی خداونده؟
Yeah, calling on the name of the Lord would be something they would understand.
نام خداوند را خواندند همه باید میدونستن خدا کیه که نام خداوند.
These are the Israelites.
اسرائیلی‌ها بودن میدونستن خدا کیه.
Yeah, basically coming out of the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق وارد عهد جدید شدن.
Walking into the New Testament.
در عهد جدید وارد شدن.
Yeah. Now, Peter is now going to explain who the Lord is.
پتروس اعلام میکنه که خداوند کیست.
It's going to help them to understand what's going on.
که درک کنن خداوند واقعی کیست.
Read verse 22.
آیه 22.
Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know.
ای مردان اسرائیلی، این سخنان را بشنوید. عیسی ناصرین مردی که نزد شما از جانب خدا تایید گشت با معجزات و عجایب و آیاتی که خدا در میان شما از او صادر گردانید، چنان که خود می‌داند.
Yeah, so he stops talking at the prophecy at calling on the name of the Lord.
اینجا دست میکشه و نبوت رو اینجا قطع میکنه که نام خداوند رو خوندن.
If you would read Joel, you'll see that's actually not the end of what the prophecy.
میبینی که آخر نبوت اینجا نبوده.
That's where Peter stops.
ولی پتروس اونجا قطع میکنه.
And then the next breath he mentions Jesus.
و نفس بعدی عیسی مسیح
اعلام pointing out that Jesus was not just any person.
عیسی مسیح فقط هر کسی نبود.
That he was from God.
از خداوند بود.
And they knew it.
و اونها هم میدونستن.
God had given them proof.
خداوند بهشون قول داده بود و ثابت کرده بود طبق معجزات و چیزایی که اتفاق افتاده.
Now read verse 23.
آیه 23 رو بخون.
Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
این شخص چون بر حسب ارادی مستحکم و پیشدانی خدا تسلیم شد شما گرفته به دست گناهکاران بر صلیب کشیده کشتی.
They knew what this is about.
اونا میدونستن که در مورد کیست.
We're only 2 months, not even 2 months removed from what happened.
دو ماه گذشت از اتفاقی که افتاده.
Jesus was killed.
عیسی مسیح کشته.
And probably many of the group that are listening.
خیلی از کسایی که اون زمان میشنیدن.
Part of the same group that shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
که داد زدن بر مصلوبش کنید، مصلوبش کنید.
Yeah. Read verse 24.
آیه 24 رو بخونید.
Whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it.
که خدا درهای مرگ را گسیخته او را برخیزانید زیرا محال بود که مرگ او را در که مرگ او را در بند نگاه
کند. So Peter has just explained to them
به حقیقت پتروس خلاصه
the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
دفن شدن و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح رو بهش.
And I was going to make another reference to the Old Testament.
یه اعلام دیگه به عهد عتیق میکنه پتروس اینجا.
Peter is helping them to connect the dots.
داره کمکشون میکنه که نقطه ها رو به هم بسته.
Showing them
به اونها نشون میده
from the Old Testament,
از عهد عتیق
from the scriptures they knew,
از آیه به آیه
what was already said about
کجا رسیدن و به کجا میرسن.
And now the following quote is from Psalm 16.
مزمور 16 هست که داره
again read it at home.
بازم خونه بخونیم. We're going to read the quote
just here in Acts 2. And it's
اعمال رسولان فصل 2 25-28 که تکرارشه.
For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer the Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance.
Zira ke Davud darbare vay miguyad, Khodavand ra hamvare pish roye khod didam. که به دست راست من از تا متزلزل نشوم از این سبب دلم شاد گردید و زبانم به وجد آمد بلکه بدنم نیز در امید ساکن خواهد بود زیرا که جان مرا در عالم مردگان نخواهی گذاشت و اجازه نخواهی داد که قدوس تو فساد را ببیند راه های حیات را به من آموختی و مرا از روی خود با شادی پر خواهی
کرد. Yeah, so he's pointing out to them. It was already prophesied that Jesus would raise from the dead.
Yes,
says, thou will not leave my soul in hell.
Now,
sometimes Christians struggle with this.
This
idea that Jesus' soul went to hell.
But
that's simply just what the Bible says.
ولی کتاب مقدس میگه رفت.
And considering
رفت.
The reason he went
چرا
there,
رفت.
It's quite logical.
خیلی منطقیه که رفت عیسی مسیح.
He took our punishment.
رفت مجازات ما رو تو سر جهنم پرداخت کرد. و حق ما بود بریم و او جایگزین ما رفت.
He paid the price for us.
مجازات ما رو بر جهنم پرداخت کرد.
Those who struggle with this.
کسایی که مشکل دارن از این حقیقت.
Sometimes on the twisted into
all. بعضی وقتا میگن.
He went to the good part of hell.
رفتن قسمت خوبه.
Which is really a stupid doctrine. And I've addressed this before.
It
goes together with this weird idea of Abraham's bosom being some kind of temporary holding tank for Old Testament believers.
And
they would equate this, oh, this is paradise as being something different from heaven. Now, Abraham's bosom is a body part.
Yeah.
The paradise is equated with heaven in 2 Corinthians 12. And there are no positive mentions of hell in the Bible. Hell is a place of torment.
And
place where the worm died
not.
And the fire is not quenched.
حتی آتیش هم خاموش نمیشه.
Yeah, that is why Jesus rejoices.
برای همین عیسی مسیح.
That's why his tongue is glad.
برای همین زبانش
شاده. That he has hope.
امید داره.
Because he's not going to remain in hell.
به خاطر که در جهنم نمیمونه.
Yeah, so Peter is revealing to those people living in Israel who the Lord is that they are to call on.
نام کدوم خدا را باید بخونن.
He is explaining to them
اعلام میکنه
that
که
Jesus
خداوند
was the Messiah who came to them.
مسیح آمد. مسیح بود که منتظرش بودیم و اومد.
Read verse 29. Actually, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day.
ای مردان و برادران، می توانم درباره داوود پتریارک شما آزادانه سخن گویم که او وفات نموده دفن شد و مقبره او تا امروز در میان ما.
Now, let me quickly make a remark here.
بذاریم بهتون اشاره کنم.
Some people sometimes get confused about resurrection.
بعضیا اشتباه میکنن در مورد اون موضوع.
At this point in time,
در اون زمان
only Jesus has
فقط
been resurrected.
عیسی مسیح از مردگان برخواسته.
You may say, what about some of the people that are dead and God raised them back to life?
خداوند اشارش کرده و زنده‌اش کرده.
For example, Lazarus.
عیسی مسیح.
Now, yes, he was raised back to life, but he died again.
بله از زنده شد و دوباره مرد.
He didn't receive his glorified body.
لازار و لازار اون بدن پرجلالش رو به دست نیاورد.
An example is given David, the man of God.
عیسی مسیح اون بدن اون پسر خداوند
buried.
مرد و دفن هم شد.
Yeah, we have his grave here.
و هو
we have his grave here. David's grave is here.
داوود مرد و دفن شد و قبرش هنوز پلوی ما هست.
Yeah, and of course David doesn't have received his glorified body.
داوود بدن پرجلالش رو به دست نیاورد بلکه بدنش
پس مرد. Soul and spirit are in heaven.
ولی جان و روحش در بهشت هست.
Yeah, but he has not been resurrected yet.
اما هنوز از مردگان بر نخواسته و بدن تازه رو بگیره. کی اتفاق میفته بدن جدیدش؟
And the answer is at the second coming.
در اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح.
کتاب
مقدس میگه که زنده شدن مردگان به ترتیب اول قرنتیان فصل 15.
22 to 24. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming, then come at the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
و چنانکه در آدم همه می میرند در مسیح نیز همه زنده خواهند گشت اما هر کس به رتبه خود مسیح نوبر است و بعد آنانی که در وقت آمدن او از آن مسیح می باشند سپس پایان است وقتی که پادشاهی را به خدا و پدر سپارد و در آن زمان تمام ریاست و تمام قدرت و قوت را نابود خواهد کرد.
Yes, so what is the order?
نه به ترتیب کی
است؟ Christ the first fruit.
مسیح نوبر اول.
Yeah, that's the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
که زنده شدن عیسی مسیح.
Then it's those who are Christ at his coming.
و اونهایی که در اومدن عیسی مسیح مال عیسی
هست. Yeah, that still has to happen. That's the second coming.
در اون لحظه زندن.
And then come at the end.
و بعد آخرش.
And this is after the millennial reign of Christ.
بعد از سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح.
Now, why will there be another resurrection then?
چرا اون روز یه روز دیگه زنده میشن بقیه؟
Because after the resurrection that happens at his coming.
وقتی اومدن عیسی مسیح میاد و همه برده میشن به آسمان.
We saw people that will get saved.
کسایی رو خواهیم داشت که هنوز نجات پیدا میکنن.
Yeah, and then physically die afterwards.
و بعد از لحاظ جسمانی میمیرن.
Yeah, during the time that God pours
در
out his
زمانی که خداوند خشمش رو بر روی زمین میریزه.
Yeah. Some people will get saved.
بعضی ها نجات پیدا میکنن.
Yeah. While they still will physically die.
با اینکه از لحاظ جسمانی
And also in the millennium reign.
در سلطنت هزاره عیسی
yeah,
مسیح.
People will die.
مردم میمیرن.
And some of those will be saved.
و بعضی ها نجات پیدا میکنن.
Yeah. So their resurrection will be
و زنده شدن اونها بعد از در حقیقت اونها اتفاق میفته ملک
خدا. Go back to Acts 2.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2.
And read verses 30 till 32. Yeah, and remember Peter's addressing the people living in Israel. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses.
و پس چون نبی بود و میدانست که خدا برای او قسم خورد که از نسل صلب او به حسب جسم مسیح را برانگیزاند تا بر تخت او بنشیند، او رستاخیز مسیح را پیشاپیش دیده گفت که جان او در عالم مردگان گذاشته نشود و بدن او فساد را نبیند. پس همان عیسی را خدا برخیزانید و همه ما شاهد بر آن است.
Yeah, so Peter is testifying of Jesus.
شهادت پتروس شهادت میده به عیسی.
The 120 were testifying of Jesus Christ.
120 نفر به عیسی مسیح به شهادت میدن.
They're proclaiming the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو اعلام میکنن.
Yeah, how he was killed, how he was raised.
کی کشته شدن و کی زنده شدن.
Who he was.
کی بودن.
Yeah, Jesus the one who is on the throne. Jesus is alive.
عیسی مسیح که روی تخت سلطنت، عیسی مسیح که زنده است.
Read verses 33-36.
33-36.
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed for this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
پس چون به دست راست خدا بالا برده شد، روح القدس موعود را از پدر یافته، این را که حال شما میبینید و میشنوید فرو ریخته است. زیرا که داوود به آسمان صعود نکرد، اما خود میگوید خداوند به خداوند من گفت بر دست راست من بنشین تا دشمنانت را پاینداز تو سازم. پس همه خاندان اسرائیل به یقین بدانند که خدا همین عیسی را که شما مصلوب کردید خداوند و مسیح ساخته است.
Yeah, he's connecting the dots for them.
در حقیقت نقطه ها رو داره به هم
وصل
میکنه. عهد عتیق رو به عهد جدید وصل داره میکنه.
Yeah, this what you read about.
اینو خوندی؟
Is Jesus who you crucified?
عیسی مسیح که صلیب کشیده شده.
He is the one who sits at the right hand of God.
او در مقابل دست راست پدر نشسته.
Yeah. Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost,
پتروس
explains who Jesus really is.
زنده شده اعلام میکنه که عیسی مسیح کیست.
And lets them know you've missed him and killed him.
و اعلام میکنه که کی کشتتش و چگونه چرا کشته شد و شما چجوری مسیح رو پیدا نکردید درونش و بعد حقیقت رو میبینه. آیه 37 رو ببینید.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
چون شنیدند دلیریش گشته به پتروس و سایر رسولان گفتند ای برادران چه کنیم؟
Now can you imagine the state of their minds at this point in time.
فکر کنید تو مغزشون چی میگذشته، تو مخشون چی
میگذشته. They all knew about the promised Messiah.
همه مسیح موعود رو میشناختن.
All their lives they were taught.
همه زندگیشون دنبال مسیح موعود بودن.
They were looking forward for his coming.
دنبال عیسی مسیح بودن، مسیح بودن که بیاد.
And they just realized they missed it.
که ندیدیمش.
And to make matters worse,
بدترش کنی.
They had been the instruments to crucify him.
کشتنش بودن.
Yeah, to kill him.
وسیله صلیب کشیدنش بودن.
The Holy One of God.
اون مقدوس خداوند به دستای اونا به صلیب رفته بود. خود خداوندی که داوود ازش صحبت میکنه رو اونا
کشتن. فکر کنید چقدر. What shall we do?
حالا چیکار کنیم؟
They don't know what to do.
چیکار کنیم با این بلایی که سر
اومده؟
میدونن که وای بر ما و وای بر ما. هممون با هم با دست خودمون مسیحی که دنبالش بودیم و کشتیم. در حقیقت خداوند بهتون براونی و کیک شکلاتی نمیده به خاطر کاری که کردیم. جوابش اونا چی بوده؟ چیکار باید بکنن؟ آیه 38.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
پتروس به ایشان گفت توبه کنید و هر یک از شما به اسم عیسی مسیح به جهت آمرزش گناهان تعمید گیرید و عطای روح القدس را خواهید یافت.
Yeah, so here's instruction. Repent.
توبه کنید.
And be baptized.
و تعمید بگیرید.
Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
همتون در نام یگانه
For the remission of sins.
به خاطر مجازات گناهانتون و بخشیدن گناهانتون که هدیه روح القدس رو بعد از اون دریافت کنید.
This verse is a bad verse for some of the false teachers out there.
این یک آیه است که برای معلمین دروغین ازش زیاد استفاده میکنن.
And they will teach the following from this.
این درس ازش میگیره.
They will say, oh, you need to repent from your sins.
توبه کنید از گناهانتون.
And you need to be baptized.
و تعمید بگیرید.
In order to go to heaven.
که به بهشت برید.
Now, there are little more than 100 verses in the Bible.
بیشتر از 100 تا آیه
در کتاب
مقدس هست که بهتون یاد میده.
That salvation It's by faith.
که نجاتتون از ایمانه.
And I teach you that it's not of ourselves.
یاد میده که از خودتون نیست.
Yeah, that's not of works, lest anyone
should boast. از اعمال ما نیست که هیچ کس نتونه به خودش بباله.
And of course, that fact should alone make clear that this is not a correct interpretation of this verse.
باید براتون اعلام کنه که این دیدگاه درستی نیست از کلام خداوند.
And as always, if you find one verse.
اگه یه آیه رو پیدا کنید.
That contradicts another 10.
که ضد 10 تا آیه دیگه صحبت میکنه.
You're probably interpreting the one wrong.
اون یه دونه رو بد متوجه شدی. نه اون 10 تا رو.
When I read this verse, this is not confusing to begin
with. وقتی آیه رو خوندم اول من گیج نشدم.
First of all, what is their question?
سوالشون چیه؟
Did they ask what must I do to be saved?
آیا گفته بودن باید چیکار کنم تا نجات پیدا کنم؟
No. They just asked what should we do?
چیکار کنیم
ما؟ Yeah, we've messed up.
گن زدی.
Big time.
خیلی گن زدی.
What must we do?
مسیر رو پشتی.
What should we do?
حالا چیکار کنم؟
Yeah. So they already had
heard
Peter explain about Jesus.
پتروس رو شنیدم که میگه در مورد عیسی مسیح توضیح میده.
They have realized what they have
done. فهمیدن که با دست خودشون چیکار کردن.
Now what should they do? Oh, repent and get baptized.
چیکار کنم حالا؟ توبه کنید و تعمید
بگیرید. Notice that it doesn't say repent of your sins and get baptized.
نمیگه توبه کنید از گناهانتون و بعد تعمید بگیرید.
Yeah, there is this idea that repent always means repent of your sins.
But that's simply not true. توبه یعنی گناه کردن.
That's not the meaning of, that's not the meaning of the word.
کلمه‌ای نیست.
In the Bible, God repents.
در کتاب مقدس خداوند توبه میکنه.
Yeah, does he have sin?
آیا خدا گناه کرده؟
No, of course not.
نه.
Let me give you an example of that.
یه مثال
بزن. Jonah 3:10. Jonah 3:10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Jonah 3:10.
چون خدا عمل آنان را دید و این گونه چگونه از راه‌های بد خیش بازگشتند، منصرف شده بلایی را که بدان تهدیدشان کرده بود بر سرشان نیاورد.
First of all,
منصرف شده رو به کلمه عبری گفته توبه کرده.
First of all, notice in the first part of the verse.
It's a bad translation.
We don't have an Old Testament yet. That the Bible equates turning from evil works.
منصرف شدن کلمه از کار بد کارهای بدشون دور کردن.
Of turning from evil with works, yeah. The Bible equates turning from evil
از بد
with
بدی.
Works, doing works.
اعمالمون دور شدن.
Yeah, getting the sins out of your life is a work.
از زندگیمون بیرون کنیم کاره.
That should already tell you.
این باید بهتون بگه.
That turning from your sins is not part of salvation.
گناهانتون جدا شدن دور شدن جزء نجات
نیست. Because salvation is not of works.
چون کلام خداوند میگه نجات از اعمال نیست.
But also notice that God repents from
the
evil.
ببینید خداوند توبه میکنه از بدی که قرار بوده انجام بده.
He had a change of mind.
فکرش رو عوض میکنه.
He turns from one course of action to another.
از یه دیدگاه دیگه به یه سمت دیگه میره.
And that's simply the meaning of the word repent.
معنی توبه یعنی همین.
Yeah, it's to change your mind.
فکرتون رو عوض کردن.
Change course.
راهتون رو عوض کردن. از یه مسیری رفتن به یه مسیر دیگه.
Yeah, you cannot just add of your sins whenever you read the word repent.
هر زمانی که توبه رو خوندین کلمه از گناه رو بهش اضافه کنید.
When it's related to salvation.
وقتی توبه نسبت داره به نجات.
It is about turning from a false belief
یعنی
to the truth.
جدا کردن مسیر از اون راه قدیم اومدن و رفتن مسیر.
If you've been a Muslim all your life.
اگه کل دنیا تا عمرتون مسلمون بودید.
You need to repent.
اول توبه کنید.
Meaning you need to change from a false belief,
از اعتقاد غلط to the truth. از خدای دروغ بیرون بیاین و به حقیقت.
You need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
ایمان بیارین که عیسی مسیح خدای زنده است.
Who died for your sins, rose again.
باز گناهان خود مرد در مرد و ضعف شد و بعد از سه روز از مردگان برخاست.
And now believe the truth.
حقیقت رو ایمان بیار و بهش به سمت او برو.
That's what repenting means.
توبه یعنی همین.
Yeah. So what should I do?
چیکار کنم؟
Repent and be baptized.
و تعمید بگیرید.
Now, what about the baptized part?
تعمید گرفتن چی؟
Yeah, okay. I understand. I need to
میدونم که باید
believe on Jesus
ایمان بیارم به عیسی مسیح
to have remission of sins.
که از گناهانم بخشیده شم.
That's what we find all over the place.
همه جایی که کتاب مقدس همین رو پیدا میکنیم. کل کتاب مقدس همین رو میگه.
But what about the baptizing part?
در مورد تعمید چیه؟
Let me illustrate you by looking at another verse. Go to Mark 16.
مرقس 16.
And this is not a pet verse, so that's why it's good to use that. Mark 16:16.
یه قسمت دیگه از مرقس 16:16.
Where it says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned."
و هر که ایمان آورده تعمید یابد نجات یابد و اما هر که ایمان نیاورد محکوم خواهد شد.
Yeah, sounds very similar.
خیلی ساده به نظر میاد.
Yeah, repent is changing your mind to what the truth, towards believing the truth.
و ایمان آوردن به حقیقت.
Yeah, from false belief to truth.
از اعتقاد دروغ به حقیقت رسیدن.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
و تعمید بگیره نجات پیدا
کنه. Now false teachers will of course say.
معلمین دروغی میگن.
See, you must be baptized to go to heaven.
باید تعمید بگیری تا به بهشت.
What's the problem with that?
مشکلش چیه؟
It's a work.
عمله.
That flies in the face of the rest of the Bible.
و کل عمل ضد حرفای کتاب مقدس دیگه رو میزنه.
Read stay here but read Acts 16:30-31
for me. عمل رسولان 16:30-31 رو بخون.
And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house."
گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آورد که تو و اهل خانه‌ات نجات خواهید یافت. آنگاه کلام خداوند را برای او به تمامی اهل خانه‌ات بیان کرد.
But must you do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
چی کار باید بکنیم تا نجات پیدا کنیم؟
What is not part of salvation?
چی عضوی از
works.
نجات نیست؟ عملمون.
So what does Mark 16:16 teach?
مرقس 16:16 چی درس
Now,
میده؟
The second part of verse basically gives it away.
و قسمت دوم اون آیه read, اعلام
read Mark 16:16 again.
مرقس 16:16
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
هر که ایمان آورده تعمید یابد نجات یابد اما هر که ایمان نیاورد محکوم خواهد
So what is the part that actually matters in regards to salvation?
چه ربطی داره به نجاتمون؟ قسمتی است که ایمان داشتنه.
Because if you do not believe,
اگر شما ایمان نداشته باشید محکوم شده اید.
Now, is it true that if
آیا واقعیت که اگر ایمان بیارید و تعمید بگیرید و نجات پیدا میکنید؟
Absolutely.
بله حقیقته.
It's also true.
حقیقته که ایمان بگیری
and go to church,
و بری کلیسا بازم تعمید نجات بداری.
It's also true.
همه حقیقته که اگر
if you believe,
اگر ایمان داری
and jump in the air,
و بپری بالا تو هوا و بیای پایین بازم نجات پیدا کردی. چرا همیشه حقیقته؟ چون اون قسمت اول که ایمان آوردی نجاتت میده و هرچی بهش اضافه شده باشه کم شده باشه مهم نیست. اگر تو ایمان نداشته باشی محکومی.
Back to Acts.
اعمال رسولان.
Yeah, where we have the same thing.
که همون نکته رو داریم.
Should you be baptized?
آیا باید تعمید بگیرید؟
Yes, you should.
بله. باید تعمید
بگیرید. It's the right thing to do.
یه کار نیکوست که انجام بدید.
Does it save you?
نجاتتو میده؟
No. It's not part of our salvation.
قسمتی از نجات
ما
نیست. چی شما رو نجات میده؟
Trusting on Jesus.
اعتماد کردن به عیسی مسیح.
And in case what we're talking about, turning from a false belief.
از اعتقاد دروغ بیرون اومدن و به حقیقت ایمان آوردن.
Because that's what repenting means.
توبه کردن یعنی این.
So if you read Acts 2 in its context.
اگه اعمال رسولان رو تو موضوعش بخونید.
And you're not brainwashed to just add of your sins every time you read the word.
شما مغزی نشده باشین که هر کلمه هر دفعه که میخونین از گناه هم بهش اضافه کنین. توبه از گناه.
Then it just makes sense.
بعد مراتون منطقی به نظر میرسه.
Peter till now has
پتروس رسول تا حالا توضیح میداده انجیل عیسی مسیح رو.
Explaining the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus.
مرگ، دفن و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح رو توضیح میده.
Explaining that the Lord they are have to call him is Jesus Christ.
و اونی که باید نامش رو بخونن عیسی مسیحه.
Yeah, that now his name is revealed, that we know who this Lord is, what his name is.
مشخص شده و اعلام شده که کیست اون فرد.
Yeah, it's logical to conclude.
منطقیه که به این نتیجه برسیم.
That he advises, hey, you need to repent and be baptized.
توبه کنید و باید تعمید بگیریم برای گناهانمون.
Yeah. Go to Acts 2 and read verses 39.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2. What?
Acts 2 verse 39
to
41. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many of the Lord our God shall call, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
زیرا که این وعده است برای شما و فرزندان شما و همه کسانی که دورند، یعنی هر که خداوند خدای ما او را فرا خواند. و به سخنان بسیار دیگر به دیشان شهادت داد و موعظه نموده گفت که خود را از این نسل منحرف رهایی دهید. پس ایشان کلام او را به خوشحالی پذیرفته تعمید گرفتند و در همان روز حدود 3,000 نفر از ایشان تکرد.
Yeah, so Peter says, save yourselves from this difficult to guide this unruly
nation.
And then some of them gladly received the word.
And were baptized.
Yeah, they believed what they said.
And
were baptized. Yeah, again, the belief is what
saved them.
And the same day, 3,000 souls were added.
Yeah,
what again was this chapter really about?
It's
about the gospel going out. Starting in Jerusalem, being proclaimed by 120 of the followers of Jesus. Yeah.
موزه کردن
going out at once in all these different languages
همشون یهویی با همه زبانها در یک لحاظ با هم همه صحبت کردن
this was the first fruit among the
اولین ثمره غیر ایمانداران از تمام دنیا بودن که ایمان آوردن و شاگردان قدرت رو از آسمان دریافت کردن از روح خداوند پر شدن
to further the gospel
که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو به جای دیگه ببرن
yeah we need to share the gospel.
ما ما باید انجیل عیسی مسیح رو اعلام کنیم.
If we want to be right with God.
اگر می‌خوایم با خداوند درست باشیم.
And we also need to be filled with the Spirit because it gives us boldness to do so.
و باید در روح خداوند پر شیم چون شجاعت می‌خواد که این کارو بکنیم.
Yeah, and if we are not living right before God.
اگر در مقابل خداوند درست زندگی نکنیم، بریم برای بشارت.
The gospel that needs to be preached.
انجیلی که باید موعظه بشه.
Yeah, it is the power of God unto salvation.
قدرت خداوند هست برای نجات.
But it will make a difference if we
تفاوت چی رو زمانی ایجاد میکنه که از روح پر شده باشیم و بریم بیرون و از قدرتمون استفاده کنیم. آیه 42 و 43 رو
بخونیم. And it continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Yeah, last week we spoke about the apostles. Yeah, who are the wonders done by the
رسولان
signs?
و معجزات رو کیا کردن رسولان
by the apostles and they also rasulan, the message
و پیام رو اعلام کردن
now also notice what they did
دقت کنید که چیکار کردن ادامه دادن در اعتقادات رسولان
meaning the doctrine was being
اون
taught.
اعتقاداتی که بهشون یاد دادن
doctrine matters
اعتقاداتمون مهمه
in fact, it changes everything.
اعتقاداتمون همه چیز رو عوض میکنه
we base our beliefs and
ایمانمون رو طبق اون اعتقادایی که اعتقاد داریم ستون ایمانمون که از کلام خداوند یاد گرفتیم بنا میکنیم اگر پشت معلمین دروغین بریم ایمان ما رو تحت تاثیر قرار میده و عملمون رو به مسیر اشتباه میبره
now of course if you go lightly wrong and you already saved then you still go to heaven.
اگر یه ذره اشتباه کنی و هنوز نجات داشته باشی باز به بهشت میری.
Yeah, for example, if you believe falsely about the end times.
اگر در ایام آخر دروغ اعتقاد داشته باشی.
You're just going to be in for a rough landing.
در حقیقت اون ایام آخر که اتفاق بیفته شد که زیادی بهت خواهد رسید. ولی باز بهشت میری. فقط شوک بهت وارد میشه. اما مشارکت داشتن با همدیگه. دور هم جمع شدن با رسولان، دعا کردن، یاد گرفتن.
To the breaking of bread.
نان همدیگر رو دامه نان تکه کردن.
Which could point to the Lord's Supper.
به انجیل عیسی مسیح شام خداوند رو با هم میخوردن یا شاید هم نه هر شام دوره هم شام میخوردن نون دیگه میکردن.
Verse 44 or 45.
آیه 44 و 45.
And all the believers were together and had all things common. And sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need.
و همه ایمانداران با هم بودن و در همه چیز شریک میبودن و اموال
Now, this is not socialism.
In socialism,
this is also not communism.
Communism
because that's a government. stealing from those who have to give to those who don't.
دولت میدزده از اونی که داره میده به اونی که نداره. کار دولته. اما خودشون هم وسط جیباشونو پر میکنن.
Socialism is not
biblical. سوسیالیسم کتاب مقدسی نیست.
The Bible teaches us that we have to carry our own burdens.
خودمون باید مسئولیت های خودمون رو به دوش خودمون بذاریم.
The Bible teaches that.
کلام خداوند میگه که
taking care by their own families.
یا بیوه ها باید اول خانواده خودشون بهشون برسن. بعد کلیسا کمک میکنه.
But a church is not a social welfare institution.
و کلیسا هم وسیله سوشیال نیست که هر کی مشکل داشت بده ازش بکشه.
It's primarily the place where we gather.
جاییست که دور هم جمع میشیم.
When we learn.
یاد بگیریم.
When we are growing.
با هم دیگه رشد کنیم در ایمانمون.
تا
به جایی که به بشارت و به خدمت خداوند برسیم.
And if the church has resources, where would they come from?
اگه کلیسا هم چیزی پولی داشته باشه، پولش از کجا میاد؟
Yeah, from the tithes and offerings.
از دهیه‌ها و هدایای اعضای
کلیسا.
از اعضای کسایی کلیساست که میدن. که حساب بانکی نداریم. که خداوند چک بخوابونه برامون هر ماه.
No, God has given money in our hands.
خداوند در دستای ما پول داده.
Yeah, he has blessed you so
برکت داده
so
به بنده شما که شما هم داشته باشین که به دیگری بدید.
Yeah, so you can give.
که شما هم بدید.
As Christians, we are taught to be generous.
به عنوان ایمانداران باید با هم دیگه دست و دل باز باشیم.
We are to do good to others.
با هم دیگه باید کارهای خوب را انجام بدیم. مخصوصا از اونایی که از قوم از خانه خداوند هستند.
If you're blessed with the goods of this world,
اگر برکت دارین از کارهای خوب این دنیا،
then you should bless others.
استفاده کنید از برکاتتون به دیگران هم برکت
بدید.
همشون خواست خودتونه و هیچ کسی به زور ازتون نمیتونه. در اعمال رسولان فصل 2 میبینیم داوطلبانه مردم به کلیسا میدن، داوطلبانه به فقیرا میدن. اجباری نیست.
Yeah, if you're a Christian brother or sister,
اگر خواهر و برادر ایماندارتون چیزی رو دارین که میخواین و به دست بد بیارین.
It doesn't mean you have a right to it.
می معنی نیست که حقت بگیری.
You just be glad for them.
شاد باش که دارین.
And if they share of some that they have,
اگر با شما اون چیزی رو که داشتن تقسیم کردن
yeah,
برکت بهشون
بده. No entitlement to it.
هیچ کسی وظیفش نیست.
Read the last two
هیچ
verses.
کسی هم حقش
نیست.
در اعمال رسولان 46
and
و 47
continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart praising God and having favor with all the people and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
و روزه در معبد به یک دل به طور ثابت ادامه می‌دادند و در خانه‌ها نان را پاره می‌کردند و خوراک را به خوشی و ساده‌دلی می‌خوردند و خدا را هم می‌گفتند و نزد تمامی مردم عزیز می‌بودند و خداوند هر روزه آنانی را که نجات می‌یافتند را بر حساب
می‌آورد.
همشون یک دل بودند، اتحاد داشتند، مشارکت داشتند، خندیدند، شاد بودند، خدا را پرستیدند و لطفشون بر مقابل دیگران بود. میدونم که همیشه تو دنیا مردم از ما شاید متنفر باشن، اما معمولا لطف داشته باشیم بر مردم اطرافمون.
Favor with those who are outside the church.
لطف داشته باشیم برای کسایی که خارج از کلیسا هستن.
Meaning that they see a difference in us. Compared to the world.
مردم بیرون ما رو متفاوت ببینند در دنیا.
They like to deal with us.
دوست داشته باشن با ما.
They like to employ us.
دوست داشته باشن ما استخدام کنن. دوست داشتن با ما کار کنن، در کنار ما باشن.
Yeah, because there's something about us.
چون یه چیزی در مورد ما هست که از ما لذت می‌برن. دوست دارن.
They might not believe the same things.
شاید اعتقادشون مثل اعتقاد ما نباشه.
Yeah, but they have favor with them.
اما لطفشون با ما.
And it says the Lord added to the church daily.
و خداوند به کلیسا هر روزه اضافه کرد همون جوری که باید میشد.
Yeah, it's God who adds to the church.
خداونده که اعضای کلیسا رو اضافه میکنه.
Amen.
آمین.